USA Radio News.
Bodies of migrants who died in a Texas tractor trailer has arrived in Mexico. This comes after days of preparation and donations to cover funeral costs. The investigation continues into the smuggling ring that ultimately abandoned the trailer of 53 migrants on the outskirts of San Antonio on a day temperatures neared 100 degrees. U.S. authorities have arrested four people, including the truck's driver. The head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has directed agents to take several steps to protect the parental rights of immigrant detainees with underage children. This is all according to an agency memo that was published Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
There is a fentanyl problem.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, over a dozen, maybe two dozen young people, contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Italian Premier Mario Draghi offered to step down Thursday after a populist coalition ally refused to support a key government bill, but the nation's president rejected the resignation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A federal judge temporarily halted a subpoena demanding testimony from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham in a Georgia special grand jury investigation into former President Donald Trump's behavior after losing the 2020 election. Graham filed a motion earlier on Wednesday in the U.S. District Court in South Carolina in an effort to avoid testifying about Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Graham's subpoena calls for him to be available to appear before the special grand jury on August 2nd. Two teens have been charged with third-degree murder after security footage went viral, showing a group fatally beating a Philadelphia man to death with traffic cones. The 73-year-old died in the hospital a day after the June 24th beating, police say. The 14-year-old boy and girl arrested have both been charged as adults. It is unclear whether the other children captured on security footage, which totals 7, will face similar charges. Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the 4th and 5th shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.